Lauren Book Lim has just reached the halfway point of a 500-mile walk from South Florida to Tallahassee. The Tampa leg started at the Alpha House, a center that houses pregnant women and new mothers who have been victims of domestic and sexual abuse. She says the goal of her journey is to draw attention to the issue.
We're really hoping to bring awareness to sexual assault and to bring voices and shine light into dark places and to give victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse a voice. We're calling attention to it. We want people to look at it and people to understand that this is happening everywhere and that they really need to give that awareness, that awareness really needs to come out and be at the forefront of everybody's minds.
This is something the 25-year-old knows well. Growing up in the affluent South Florida suburb of Aventura, Book Lim was an overachiever, which she says was her way of dealing with daily physical and sexual abuse at the hands of her nanny.
I was a victim of childhood sexual abuse from the time that I was 10 until I was 16 years old. I was abused by my nanny in my home 365 days a year, 7 days a week, no times off. I was verbally, sexually, and physically abused all that time. And for me and my family, when we were able to come out and share our story and to really affect change in the lives of so many other people, it's so important for us to continue to do that. So with the walk, we're really looking to try and call attention to sexual assault, call attention to sexual abuse, and have people really look at the issues and continue to get help.
Hillsborough County reportedly has the highest rate of domestic violence in Florida. Carissa Caricato, a spokesperson for the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay, says that while getting the issue of sexual and domestic abuse out in the open may help to prevent some incidences, the numbers show that there's still much more work that needs to be done.
1 in 6 women will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime. And the other statistic is that it is also 1 in 33 men. Going beyond that of just sexual assault or abuse, the statistics are 1 in 4 women will experience some kind of violence in her life. So that is inclusive of domestic violence as well.
The numbers get no less alarming at the local level.
Now with children, I can talk specifically for the Crisis Center. We see about 1 sexual assault case a day within Hillsborough County. The Crisis Center is the Rape Crisis Center for Hillsborough County. We see males and females ages 13 years of age and older. Last fiscal year, we saw 315 reported cases officially. We also have a counseling center here where we provide counseling to children who've been sexually assaulted, abused, or victims of other kinds of severe trauma or emotional trauma. And we saw 564 cases through here last year.
Caricato says that an estimated 2/3 of incidences of domestic and sexual abuse go unreported, but since that number is extremely tough to calculate, she puts it in more concrete terms.
I can't give as much quantitative, but I can give you a qualitative. Whenever I am in a room with at least 6 women, the statistics always ring true. Anytime I'm in a group of 6 women, there's someone who's had an experience with abuse or assault, or they know someone that has.
Most of the marchers were residents of the Alpha House, and many were visibly pregnant. Resident Xiomara Fernandez struggled under the weight of a belly that was 37 and a half weeks along.
Yes, I'm 2 centimeters, and I'm walking, and, you know, woman power.
Fernandez said that despite the midday heat, the cause kept her moving.
All the abuse that there is in this world, it should be stopped. I've been through so much in this world that This walk motivated me to be a better person and to keep on in my life, keep fighting.
Tracy Taylor, a recent transplant from Memphis, was also along for the walk. The lively mother said that she also wants to see more awareness of the issue.
Walking being proactive against child abuse and sexual abuse, considering I am a victim myself. So kind of speaking out, this is my way of getting back and making sure I'm not the victim. I'm just a striver and a thriver today.
Alpha House Development Director Kathy Hardesty said that Lauren Book Lim's activism against sexual abuse goes hand in hand with the Alpha House mission.
We teach our women to advocate for themselves, and that's exactly what Lauren does. And one of her missions in this walk is to tell. And so we feel like telling empowers our women to take that next step towards recovery and a great future.
There were also some men along for the walk. In his day job, Tim Cadell is a government relations administrator for the city of Pinellas Park. He said he came across the bay because the cause is too important not to acknowledge.
If one person gets the message from seeing people walking down the street and asking the question, then 500 miles of Lauren walking will be worth the effort.
The Tampa leg of Lauren Book Lim's Walk in My Shoes campaign is ending tonight at 6:30 at USF's Marshall Student Center. There, Book Lim and others will take part in a Take Back the Night candlelight vigil to raise awareness for violence against women. On Saturday, the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay will host another Take Back the Night event in Hyde Park Village starting at 5:30. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.